Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with Josh Rogan, my colleague at the Washington Post, about the president's embassy to the Gulf and the ambition of the Gulf states, led by Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, MBS, to become an artificial intelligence center for the world. What is to be done? Data centers, high-end chips, schools, teaching, the engineering, and electric generating. Very much electric generating. That would be suggestive of nuclear power, perhaps. What is to be done? The contest, apparently, is between the administration that wants all of it to happen in exchange for large sums of money and investment in America, and those who worry that there are no rules of the road here, that sending all that good stuff to the Middle East doesn't mean that it's secure. Is Congress taking the lead? Not according to Josh. However, it's early days. The high end to the Gulf, to use, as Senator Murphy in Connecticut points out, to use the oil wealth to dominate the future for AI for Eurasia, competing with China. There are pluses and minuses. Unknowns. Here's Josh to explain. Much more of this later tonight.
Right. And because both chambers of Congress are controlled by Republicans, it's unlikely that these committees are going to take affirmative action to stall what President Trump wants, which is just to open the floodgates for technology to the Gulf. And there will be some objections by Democrats, but they're unlikely to win the day. And what everyone acknowledges is necessary is a broad legislation that regulates the diffusion of AI and other high technologies in a systematic way so that we don't have to go country by country or tier by tier. There are some rules of the road, but that's one of those things that Congress has been promising for years, if not decades, so no one expects it to materialize. So that leaves it up to the institutions in the U.S. government, like the Treasury Department, the Commerce Department, and the State Department, to step in and say, wait a second, there are national security concerns at play. And before we share our most closely held technologies that could literally change the face of warfare in a couple of years, we ought to have some safeguards. We ought to have a think about whether or not it's a good idea to trust our Gulf partners with these technologies. And even that is going to be a difficult thing for those institutions to do if the White House doesn't want them to do it. So that's the fight that lays ahead. The president and MBS and the tech executives have made the first move, but Washington will be able to make the second move.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's black bean burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never-tested-on-animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.